Yeah, we did the Bermuda Triangle last week. But I wanted to do another, possibly paranormal ship. Stay tuned, little Stardusties, for the SS Orang-Medan. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Sometimes things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Oh, every day that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Good day to you, Stardusties. Tis I, your grateful and ghostly, everlasting gobstopper. Space pirate and star queen, I am Exy. And as I was saying in the teaser, I am covering the SS Orang-Medan. A ship with, well, there's a bit of mystery involved with the circumstances of how it was found. But we'll get into that when we get into the meaty part. Real quickly, this is the 49th episode. The Star Queen Paranormal anniversary of the first official released episode for my official Stardusties was May 27th, which is a few weeks from when this episode will air. So if you are somebody who likes to celebrate the things, May 27th, 1 year anniversary, though I don't think I'll get to the 52nd episode for a bit. Do I have anything special planned for the 1 year anniversary? No, not at all, no. But I'll figure that out when I get there. That'll be a bridge we cross together, Stardusties. Point is if you've been listening for a whole year, or even if today is your first episode, I appreciate my Stardusties. I appreciate you all so much that I want to give you a terrible tarot reading! That's right, kiddos. It's time for terrible tarot! Now, why is it terrible, you may ask? Well, you wouldn't pay me for this reading. Though, if you are interested in paying me, we've got a Patreon. Patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. I am trying my hardest to come up with bonus content. It's a little tricky with podcast stuff. I know you guys like my voice, so I'm going to try and brainstorm some awesome bonus content for people who want to hear my voice. And also try to do the not-so-terrible tarot more often. Again, that was patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. Where were we? Ah, yes. Terrible Tarot. The name is a ruse, you see, because it's not actually that terrible at all. And you're getting these for free. However much you're paying for the device you're using to listen to podcasts. But it's Terrible Tarot! And you can hear me shuffling terribly. Because I feel like that gives it more of that oomph, like that ASMR. You're listening to me shuffle the cards. Tap, 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 tap. Somebody on my Facebook said that they didn't like ASMR. And that's up to you. That's a preference. Your cards for today are the Nine of Swords, the Page of Wands, and the Moon. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Woo, Stardusties. My babies. The cards are telling me that you guys have been through it lately. Going through it, whatever it is. Something has been stressing you out and keeping you up at night. And your current energy on the situation is that you are stepping back and watching. Possibly lurking on somebody's social media, as my Page of Wands card usually is my Facebook stalker card. hoping that's not your energy. Maybe it is. Maybe it's somebody you know is keeping an eye on you. The cards with the moon here are assuring me that all hidden truths will be revealed, and that your intuition knows exactly the answer you're seeking. So if you are wondering about somebody seeing stuff on your social media, the card is saying that anything hidden, any hidden truths will come out. And I can't leave you like that. So I'm looking at the bottom of the deck, and the sun is on the bottom, which means whatever the situation is, it's going to turn out in your favor. You're going to come out successful and happier by the end of it. And that was truly terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. As you think thoughts that feel good to you, you will be in harmony with who you really are. And that quote was Abraham Hicks, as interpreted by Esther Hicks, who we should probably talk about in a future episode, actually. But the very short boiled down version is that Abraham is a group of entities or a group consciousness from the non-physical dimension. Told you. I'm going to have to cover it in a future episode. In today's bizarre headline, coming from NPR, April 21st, 2023, a woman gets 21 years for trying to kill her doppelganger with poisoned cheesecake. Victoria Nasirova, 47, was sentenced to 21 years in jail for poisoning her similar-looking friend with a sedative-laced cheesecake, then stealing her identification and other valuables. A jury convicted Victoria of attempted murder, assault, and other charges in February. Fortunately, the victim survived and was able to live long enough to see justice served. The New York Post reports that the judge delivering Nasirova's sentence called her an extremely dangerous woman with a diabolical scheme, and that she cursed at him and left the courtroom. In 2016, Nasirova brought cheesecake over to her friend Olga's house. Both women were close in age and very close in appearance at a time. Both women had dark hair, the same complexion, and other similar physical traits. Additionally, they were both Russian speakers. Olga has a Ukrainian passport, according to the BBC. Nasirova ate two pieces of cheesecake and offered the third slice to Olga. Olga felt sick after eating the cheesecake and went to lie down. She had a violent bout of nausea, and she was floating in and out of conscious and terrified there was something seriously wrong with her. Olga said the last thing she remembered before passing out was seeing Victoria walking around her room. The next day, Olga's friend discovered her unconscious in bed with pills scattered around her body, as if she had attempted to kill herself. She was taken to the hospital for treatment. And when she returned, she realized her passport and employment authorization card were missing, as were a gold ring and other unspecified valuables. Federal law enforcement agents tested cheesecake residue in the empty dessert container, as well as the pills found on the floor near Olga. Both came back positive for a highly potent sedative, one that is available for prescription in Russia, but not controlled in the United States. Victoria had laced a slice of cheesecake with a deadly drug so she could steal her unsuspecting victim's most valuable possession, her identity. One day in June 1947, several ships in the Indian Ocean and the Strait of Malacca received a disturbing distress signal in Morse code. Two of these ships were American ships, the City of Baltimore and the Silver Star. The distressing Morse code signal read, "We float. All officers, including the captain, dead in chart room and on the bridge. Probably whole crew dead. This message was followed by some indecipherable random assortment of dots and dashes. After a few minutes of the chaotic and meaningless dots and dashes, the final Morse code message received was, "I die." After receiving the chilling messages, the American ship, the Silver Star, was able to track the location of these messages to a Dutch freighter by the name SS Orang Medan. The Silver Star tracked the freighter down to its location in the Strait of Malacca, which is a strait between the peninsula of Malay and the island of Sumatra. It wasn't long before the Silver Star found the Orang Medan. They tried to make contact with whoever was on board, but when nobody answered, the crew of the Silver Star boarded the Orang Medan. They were met with a chilling sight. The bodies of the crew of the SS Orang Medan were scattered throughout the ship, sprawled on their backs, facing the sun, their eyes looking straight ahead, their mouths gaping open, and the expressions on their face twisted in pure terror. They described their faces as resembling horrible caricatures. They even found a dog, with his face frozen in a snarl, as though he were growling and protecting his crewmates, before whatever froze them, froze them. The crew of the Silver Star could find no survivors, but even more unnerving still, they could find no visible signs of injuries on the dead bodies, none that could be observed anyway. The crew of the Silver Star decided that the best course of action would be to tow the ship to the nearest port. As the crew of the Silver Star attached the ships together, a fire suddenly erupted on the SS Orang Medan's number 4 cargo hull, which was strange because the crew had just investigated the entire ship, and there wasn't any indication that anything would have caught fire. But the surprised crew detached the ship and had just enough time to clear away from the SS Orang Medan before the SS Orang Medan blew up, and the crew of the Silver Star were left to watch as the SS Orang Medan sunk to the bottom of the depths of the Strait of Malacca, taking the mystery of the death of the crew with it, and any evidence there might have been. So what really happened to the crew of the SS Orang Medan? Some sources suggest pirates in the area were to blame. But why were the faces of the crew frozen and twisted in such a way in such a short amount of time? What had the pirates gotten a hold of that could cause such a strange twist in their face? Others have posited that perhaps the Orang Medan was transporting dangerous substances, unsecured hazardous materials, such as a combination of potassium cyanide and nitroglycerin, or wartime stocks of nerve agents. According to these theories, seawater would have entered the ship's hold, reacting with the cargo to release toxic gases, which then caused the crew to succumb to asphyxia and or poisoning. Later, the seawater would have reacted with the nitroglycerin, causing the reported fire and explosion. Yet another theory, straight from Wikipedia, was that the ship was transporting nerve gas, which Japanese military had been storing in China during the war, which was handed over to the U.S. military at the end of the war. No United States ship could transport it, as it would leave a paper trail. So it was therefore loaded onto a non-registered ship for transport to the United States or an island on the Pacific. Another theory is that an undetected smoldering fire or malfunction in the ship's boiler system might have been responsible for the shipwreck. Escaping carbon monoxide would have caused the deaths of all aboard, with the fire slowly spreading out of control, leading to the vessel's ultimate destruction. There are, of course, as the name of the show suggests, paranormal speculations as to what happened. Was it ghost pirates? Was it just ghosts? Or was it aliens? Isn't it always aliens? But skeptics often call into question whether the SS Orang Medan even existed at all. There does not appear to be any registration records for a ship called the SS Orang Medan. However, there are records of the Silver Star, the U.S. ship that attempted to rescue the ship. The first officially known news reports about the SS Orang Medan was in a series of three Dutch articles, two of which were published in February 1948 and one in March 1948. But in all three articles, the name of the ship is never mentioned. The first English news report about the SS Orang Medan was written in the Albany Times in 1948. And that article cites a newspaper called Elsevier's Weekly as the source for that report. Several newspapers and magazines from across the world referenced the ship's unusual Morse code and death, but searches for any official registration or accident investigation recorded have proven unsuccessful. As I mentioned before, the name of the ship, the Silver Star, the attempted rescue ship, did exist, but there was no record of a failed rescue of a Dutch ship. But the second and third articles in Dutch relay a story from a missionary who was working with the inhabitants of the Marshall Islands, in which they rescued an unnamed German sailor around the same time that news sources were saying the SS Orang Medan sank. The unnamed survivor confided on his deathbed that the ship was carrying a badly stowed cargo of oil of vitriol, which was sulfuric acid, and that most of the crew perished because of the poisonous fumes escaping from broken containers. According to this story, the SS Orang Medan was sailing from an unnamed small Chinese port to Costa Rica, and it deliberately avoided authorities. This story is, of course, also very difficult to confirm, as the story came from a missionary who was told by someone on their deathbed, and that missionary relayed that information to a journalist. So that story, kind of like a big game of telephone. But with several sources with varying details of the SS Orang Medan, and the difficulty verifying the existence of the ship at all, we may never know for certain what truly happened to the SS Orang Medan, if anything indeed did. But what do you think, Stardusties? Do you believe a chemical leak caused the strange and twisted faces of the corpses of the crew of the SS Orang Medan? Are you inclined to believe in a more paranormal explanation? Or is your logic brain screaming for the evidence that the ship existed at all? Do you believe in the legend, Stardusties? Do you have any other paranormal stories you'd like to share? We'd like to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Donate to your favorite paranormal podcast, or top five. We're up there, right? Donate to us if we are, at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. And so, Stardusties, remember to hydrate and to practice self-love. And if you're feeling down, count the things you have in your life that you're grateful for. That tends to boost my mood anyway. But I'm not here to tell you what to do. I am here to remind you that you are mightier than the monsters. May your path be paved in starlight.